1-0 through a late goal. How pleased are you to have won that match?
Always when you win, you have to be happy. And the way that we won, with a corner, with a little bit of luck, but at the same time, good delivery, a good determination from Mikel. So I think it's important. So we were working hard, tried to manage a difficult game because they were well organized. You could see that they had confidence, they have some pace in counter-attack. So we needed to be well organized and stopping them. We did it. Overall, we did it. And then we have to take one of our chances. We didn't have too many, but I think in the end, the main thing was the team, the way that we were working. Sometimes you have to have this luck.
Says a lot about the determination and the attitude of your players, doesn't it, that they kept going to find the winning goal?
Yeah, that is the main thing. So I was not very happy with some of the things that we were doing, but still I said at half-time that we have to improve a little bit on the ball and keep going, and we did it. We did it, and we have more possession, better control, but still it was not easy to create clear chances. So we needed just to have faith in our work, in our way to do things. And everything was fine.
You said there that Crystal Palace were organised and disciplined and counter-attacked. Did they do to you in the first half what you have tried to do to other teams this season?
Yeah, you said before that it's a better team that the results show, or the table shows in the end, because they have quality, they have pace. You can see they work hard, they have players in the middle that they can pass the ball, they have players in defence that they are quite strong and they can play the ball, and also the two strikers, they have ability and pace, both. And coming from the bench, Loftus-Cheek, so they have good players, and then it's even more important for us to get 3 points and then keep them deep.
Mikel Merino scored the winning goal. It's his first goal for Newcastle. Is that something that he has in his game? Because whenever he goes on international duty, he does seem to score for the Spain under-21s team.
Yeah, obviously he likes to go forward, so I think he's not a proper holding midfielder because he's comfortable on the ball and he likes to go forward. And then with Spain, obviously, when he plays with the under-21, they have more chances because they have plenty of possession and the control of the games. But in this case, it was a corner, he had to go, and the main thing was his determination to go at the end of the cross.
Rafa, obviously a lot of takeover talk this week and the big banners by the fans, they seem to have warmly welcomed that news. Do you think any of that filtered through to the players and, you know, the words they had written up like hunger and fight, that seemed to be represented by the players today?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the players, they realise that the fans are behind the team and supporting the team and they want to give everything for them. So it's a very good connection between fans and players, and if we can keep this way, it would be fantastic. So I think it's everybody realised that to be relegated and then go back, it means something really important for the club, for the city. So I think the fans, they will be behind the players, even if you don't play at the level that you are expecting, but they're still there supporting the players.
It felt that today's game is the sort of game Newcastle might have lost a few times over the years, but is this a turning point to show that you can roll up your sleeves when you need to?
Yeah, I think it's important to show this character at the end. So if we keep the organisation and we keep doing things in a proper way, we have less chances to concede, and if you can win, at least these games you will not lose. We were lucky because we won, and really pleased for that, but the main thing was not give them the chance to create anything and to have the control of the game until the end.
And there was a challenge by Johan Kabay in the first half on DeAndre Yedlin. He got a yellow card for it. Do you think that was suitable punishment?
It's difficult to say from the bench. Everybody was saying that maybe, but the referee decided it was a yellow card and we can change anything, so we have to move forward.
Yeah.